Well, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what are you looking at this week?
I'm looking at some excavations that have taken place, or should I say surveys that have taken place at Latton Priory, or in the area that Latton Priory stood in medieval times.
And where was Latton Priory?
Latton Priory is about 2.5 miles outside Harlow.
Fine, okay.
Yes, the emphasis really should be on survey, not excavations, because one of the interesting things about this archaeological work is that they've used non-invasive techniques. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we've all heard how excavations, whilst they can find out an awful lot about what happened in centuries gone by, can be a bit destructive in some ways. But Latton Priory, we knew the area that Latton Priory was situated in, but unfortunately, there were very few church religious records about Latton Priory. It wasn't one of the big priories, one of perhaps like Barking Abbey, for example. But nevertheless, it was still important. And although we knew the area, we knew that most of the land that it covered was, in fact, today covered by a farmhouse and farm buildings. And so when there was a decision made to expand the amount of housing in the area, in about 2016, the body Historic England decided that before this took place, they would have a survey of the area with the hope of being able to trace the outlines of the priory. Anything that's left of the priory has really been absorbed in the farmhouse and the farm buildings, but it's quite important to find out the area these buildings covered and what they might have looked like when they were built. And certainly Latton Priory, we know there was a priory there in 1332, possibly much earlier, 12th century even. And they have been able to trace the outline, but even more interesting perhaps to many people, they've also discovered there was a medieval fair held there, and they've been able to trace the ground where it was held. And apparently medieval fairs were a way of the priories making money, because they allowed the fairs to set up on priory land. So these non-invasive techniques have really enabled us to find out a lot about how the priory's foundations would have looked and how the building would have looked. And hopefully there will be exhibitions in the future where we'll be able to see a lot more than we can at the moment. I should also mention 2005... Time Team did an investigation, and those of you who've watched the Time Team archaeological dig programmes on television, if you have a look around the internet, YouTube and so on, you might find that episode from 2005. So have a look, it's well worth watching.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. And what are you going to be looking at next week?
Next week I'm going to be looking at the Ice Cream Queen.
What is the Ice Cream Queen?
All will be revealed.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.